This is the We Bleed For Real podcast for Saturday, July 16, 2005.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the great state of Oklahoma, here is the host for the We Bleed For Real podcast, good old SM Super Mario.
Thank you very much. Oh, you're too kind. Thank you. Yes, this is the very first We Bleed For Real podcast, and I am your host, Super Mario, and I'd like to thank all our new listeners, where you can keep up to date here for all your NJHC and Wildwood Wrestling Federation news about all your favorite superstars from both the New Jersey Hardcore Federation and the Wildwood Wrestling Federation, and what the superstars are up to today, and kind of relive some old past memories from past NJHC, Wildwood Wrestling Federation pay-per-views. Some of you new listeners might be wondering, well, why are they playing the good old JR Oklahoma, University of Oklahoma fight song at the beginning of a New Jersey Hardcore and Wildwood Wrestling Federation podcast? Well, just so ironically, your host here is podcasting right from the middle of Norman, Oklahoma. You're right in the middle of Sooner Country. So I thought that would be a nice way to get a little cheap heat to get some of you to listen to this podcast. We'd like to take this time to plug our website, and that would be webleedforreal.blogspot.com. That's webleed4real.blogspot.com. For those of you who listened last week, this was the old Mario cast, and we have evolved into the We Bleed For Real podcast to accommodate for all our NJHC Wildwood Wrestling Federation fans. Last week on the podcast, we promised to play the top 10 soundbites from NJHC WWF pay-per-views. And I'll tell you, the fans' response and the emails were overwhelming. I appreciate all the fans out there to sending your votes. And it was a really difficult decision to see which one were the top 10. So we decided to extend this over a series of different podcasts. And we're just going to separate them into, I don't know if there's an actual countdown, but we'll just kind of go more or less in chronological order this time. And on today's show, we'll cover sound bites from War at the Shore 99, Cherry Hell 1, Mario Party 99. So we'll start off with the first trifecta of sound bites from the our top 10 from the first trifecta of NJHC Wildwood Wrestling Federation pay-per-views. Actually, technically, they're all Wildwood Wrestling Federation pay-per-views, but we'll play what you fans have been demanding to hear on today's show. We will also report on World Wrestling Entertainment news. Big week in the WWE this week on Raw, as Matt Hardy made a surprise appearance. And also we had a Piper's Pit with Shawn Michaels, as he explains his actions for turning on the immortal Hulk Hogan. I actually didn't even see Raw this week, but I got the first-hand account from someone who actually does have cable TV, and that's Greg the Dude, who we had a little chat session, and he gave me the whole lowdown. Actually, probably was a little better than watching the show itself, but and hopefully we can get him to have given his Raw report one of these days on our podcast. And I'll discuss some of our fantasy booking ideas for the WWE and what happened with Raw this week. Anyway, let's not waste any more time and let's get to our greatest hits from the first three Wildwood Wrestling Federation pay-per-views, and we'll get to those sound bites as demanded by you, the listener. So let's take a trip down memory lane.
Lord the Shore, 99.
Oh my god. Oh my god, there he is. Mr. Sunday Night, what are you doing? He's drinking a beer through it. He's got some kind of white contraption on his head. Mr. Sunday Night, what are you doing?
In about 10 minutes, we will all find out why I am the wildest of the Wildwood. That is all.
February 27th, War at the Shore! It's gonna be a big one.
And indeed it was a big one, that War of the Shore 99, a monumental pay-per-view in all of history. And for those of you who didn't know, that was Joe, the special referee slash interviewer slash everything slash wrestler, interviewing Mr. Sunday Night, who would also be go on to be coined as Hardcore Herman, or and also eventually turn into the infamous Bone Breaker, who we will discuss later on. I don't know what's going on with the sound here. The sound clips are coming out like on a lower pitch, so they sound like they're two whole steps lower than they should be. But nonetheless, we'll just go on with our countdown. And here's another one from that monumental pay-per-view.
War at the Shore, 99.
I didn't want to bring it up, but as you can see, Mario is dark.
Ah, yes, immortal words nonetheless, but looking for a way to connect with the fans, and when all else goes wrong, just go with the good old race card. So, since I was the only non-white wrestler in our federation, then I guess it was the way to play it up, but then unfortunately Joe, the interviewer, kind of caught me a little bit off guard, so of course I lost my composure quite a little bit there. At this time, we'd like to take a little break from our little visit down memory lane, and we're going to answer a little bit of voice email. A lot of NJC, Wildwood Wrestling Federation fans have been sending in voice emails, and if you have a particular question about a particular pay-per-view or NJC WWF superstar that you'd like to ask, then send in those voice emails, and if you're lucky, we will play your voice email on the We Bleed For Real podcast. Our first voice email comes from Tim in Toms River, New Jersey. And Tim from Toms River, New Jersey has a question about the Ivy Leaguer. And let's hear what Tim has to ask us here at the We Bleed For Real podcast.
Hi, my name is Tim from Toms River, New Jersey, and I love the show. My question is about the Ivy Leaguer. Why do they call him the Ivy Leaguer, and is he a real doctor?
Well, Tim, thanks a lot for listening to the We Bleed For Real podcast, and that's an excellent question. As far as the origins of the name Ivy Leaguer, yes, it is true that the Ivy Leaguer is an actual Ivy League school medical professional, and he did his residency at the Harvard Medical School. In fact, it was interesting. There was a period of time where both Brown University and the Harvard Medical School were looking for the Ivy Leaguer's services, and actually he had turned down Brown University and gone on to the Harvard the Harvard Medical School, yet he did keep his finisher, one of his finishers, as the Brown Noser, also, which has been copied by Triple H in WWE, who uses the Pedigree, which is a version of the Brown Noser. As far as him being a real doctor, yes, that is true as well. In fact, he is probably the only wrestler to have an MD, and I believe that is a very unique claim to fame. In addition, that it kind of adds a little bit of mystique to the gimmick, as far as him being an trained medical professional. He can, with his knowledge of the human body, he can do as much harm to the human body as he can heal it, which makes him quite a complex character in the NJHC Wildwood Wrestling Federation. Speaking of the Ivy Leaguer, that takes us to the next soundbite from our Greatest Hits collection here, and it also comes from War at the Shore. And we would like to take this time to warn our listeners that some of the comments made by the Ivy Leaguer here are quite controversial and quite explicit, and listener discretion is advised.
War at the Shore, 99.
You know, I tend to think of Cherry Hill as the asshole of New Jersey.
Oh boy.
And this crowd, they're like a group of dingleberries that refuse to let go. I said cut my music!
Ah yes, one has to give the Ivy Leaguer credit. He does know how to work a crowd and be an effective bad guy. Especially nice touch on the little miscue in music. And the Ivy Leaguer always on his toes, knowing how to work the crowd.
Now get the guns, the drugs, from my generation, I'll take the fall. The state, and across the nation, and it's a sin. The guns, the fake, the fraud, they're messing with me. Come on, come on, come on, let's get it out.
Move to the music.
So let's talk a little bit about Raw here. I did not watch Raw, but I chimed in an instant message to my own reporter, Greg the Dude, over in New Jersey, and he was we were chatting, and he was like, oh, ho-hum, it's just another Raw. But then all of a sudden, then Matt Hardy just attacked Edge, so big surprise as Matt Hardy gets out. I couldn't believe it, and I thought he was pulling my leg, but he said, he called Lita a whore and said that WWE can kiss his ass, and I was like, oh, it's all just the work now. So, I don't know if it counted as a holy shit moment, but Greg says, no, not really, but that the crowd was really hot for Matt Hardy, so. Nice of them to work in a nice little surprise. I don't know. It's funny how they seem to be bringing back the old. And first Hulk Hogan and then now Matt Hardy, although I wouldn't consider them in the same category. I was telling Greg, you know what would probably make us all really excited is if we heard someone else make a surprise appearance. Maybe just we're watching Raw one of these days and all of a sudden we hear some familiar guitar riff.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Ah, yes, we make fun of the good old Road Dogg, but you know you all would have that guilty pleasure of seeing him make his return, if you heard that familiar old track, and probably make more of an impact and bring out more of a pop than good old Road Warrior Animal did this past Thursday, which is kind of sad these days. You know, Animal looks kind of out of shape and all, but we all know that Paul is so hot for Road Warrior Animal, so as long as Paul's happy, then I guess bring in more of Road Warrior Animal. And don't get too excited there, Paul, when you see that Road Warrior animal power slam. Anyway, going back to Raw, we had Shawn Michaels explain why he was turning on Hulk Hogan, at least on the immortal Hulk Hogan last week, and it wasn't that great of a reasoning why he turned on him. In fact, I forgot exactly why it was, but at least he did whip out his old why he was the icon, the showstopper, the main event, the heartbreak hit. Those are the good old days of Shawn. But what I thought would have been really neat angle is if Shawn went to Piper and said, Hulk Hogan, you go around calling yourself the immortal one, but there's only one immortal, and that's Jesus Christ, amen. And then have the crowd going, boo-hoo. But I'm pretty sure that the Vince and the WWE would not go in the direction of having the crowd turn against Jesus. Although we probably would not have had any problem doing that in some sort of angle with the NJC and Wildwood Wrestling Federation. Might even have a good old Bonebreaker or Hardcore Herman be the one who would get the crowd to turn on Jesus. That would be a great angle, wouldn't it be? I don't know. Anyway, that's enough with Raw this week, but I think I might do that on a regular basis, is check in with Greg the Dude on Monday nights while he's watching. I'll just good old instant message him and see what is going on Raw at that particular time, because it seems to be more entertaining to do it that way than it is just watching it in real time with paying the cable bill. And hopefully maybe we could even get Greg the Dude to contribute a segment here to the We Bleed for Real podcast and give his thoughts and takes on Raw, because he always has some interesting insights. Speaking of Greg the Dude and his wonderful insights, you know, he's not exactly the most vocal of the NJC Wildwood Wrestling Federation superstars, and he doesn't really get a lot of time on the mic as far as like behind and announcing, but you know, if you listen to a lot of the pay-per-views and the times that he is on the announced team, he does what little he does contribute, he usually contributes quite a lot. And one of his great lines is from War at the Shore 99, and that has made our greatest hits sound bites. So let's go back to good old 1999.
War at the Shore, 99.
Ding, ding, ding. Gentlemen, watch the shells. Good God, watch the shells!
Ah, that never gets old. For those of you who are wondering, and maybe our new NJC Wildwood Wrestling Federation fans, We Bleed for Real podcast fans, the first main event for War at the Shore 99 featured Mr. The Dark One versus the Ivy Leaguer, and it was actually the first match to be held on the beach in Wildwood, New Jersey, and there were quite a number of shells that had washed up on shore, and that's where the line "Good God, watch the shells" comes from. From our great announcer, Greg the Dude. And just to get a little insight as far as like how much of an impact that is, I returned back to the Jersey Shore for the first time in like almost 3 years, going to Atlantic City last month. And then the first thing that, of course, entered my mind once I walked about two steps onto that beach was, "Good God, watch the shells." So many thanks for those. Another wonderful soundbite from Greg the Dude, and who knows, we might hear a few more of those gems in future podcasts. Anyway, I think we are running way over time as far as like how long I intended to put into this podcast, so unfortunately we will not be able to get through that whole trifecta of pay-per-view soundbites as I had promised, so we will save that for our next podcasts. And Just a reminder that you can subscribe to us through the webleedforreal.blogspot.com is our website. And hope to get this published onto the iTunes Music Store. We'll keep you up to date. I think we have that pretty much figured out, but I'll keep you posted. And make sure you send in those voice emails, and we will, if you are one of the lucky ones, we will choose your voice email to play on our next podcast, and we will be happy to answer any questions or respond to any comments that you make about it. So until next time, this is your host, Super Mario SM, and signing off, and I'll see you next time.